Hello, everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts episode 387. This is normally the email show where we talk about all of our feedback and we answer questions and help guide people, and we take apps from other people and we bring them to the show. This is a little bit different. First off, I am joined by Eric Ardini. How's everything going, sir?
Going good, man. Hey, I'm psyched. Actually, right now, I'm with you right now in Chicago at the downtown Hilton, across from beautiful Lake Michigan. But we're not recording live, so I'm really not with you. But when it comes out, I will be with you.
When this show comes out, we should be in Chicago Hilton for CompTIA Channel Con with Mark Nobando, Matthew Radella, Matt Rainey, Jeff Halish, Corey Fruitman, Paco LeBron, Marvin B. The names go on and on and on and on and on and on. So it should be nothing but a good time. But now, when we're recording this, we actually have a special guest on the show, and we have Carrie from Radio Dial, a application. How's everything going, Carrie?
Everything's great. How's everything going with you guys in Chicago?
Well, we're not there yet. Well, we don't know how it'll be going there, because that's not until next week.
I thought this was a Time Machine podcast.
That's it. I know one thing. It should be windy. I'm going to say it's windy.
It's a little bit drunk. It's a little drunk out tonight, Gary, actually.
That's funny. I thought I was supposed to be drunk tomorrow all through Sunday. Is that right? That's my forecast is wrong. I'll have to catch up.
Exactly.
Where are you coming to us live from, Gary?
Live from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
Right around the corner from my sister, and by that I mean it's a borough, so it could be half an hour away.
Which borough is your sister in?
She's in Brooklyn.
What part?
Honestly, I don't know. It's all Greek to me.
The Greek part.
Yeah, the Greek
part. There's a Greek restaurant on my corner with good coffee.
Gotcha. So Carrie, you made this app here called Radio Dial. Can I ask, what does this app do, and who is it for?
It's for people who like music, particularly in a Pandora-like format, the difference being it's powered through SoundCloud and YouTube's public API, and I guess the original, or you might say unique aspect to the app is that I built in something called a variety dial, that we have a commercial license with Last.fm. So every time it works like Pandora, you can pick an artist. I have 50,000 artists in the database. And then, say for example, you pick Elvis. You could turn the variety dial to 50%, and when Elvis's song ends, it will look at 100 similar artists to Elvis Presley, and every other song might be Chuck Berry or the Rolling Stones, and if you turn it to 100%, you won't hear Elvis, but you'll hear all the artists like Elvis, and if you turn it to 0%, it would be nothing but Elvis. So that's kind of the concept of it.
That's cool. You know, I've been playing with the app, and I didn't even get to the radio, to the dial of it. I don't know why. I didn't even play with that part. I was going
through
genres.
Dog, it'll wait patiently for you to come pet it.
Hey, well, there it is. I never swipe to the left. My fault.
That video, I apologize, but it's outdated. I was supposed to make a new video for Google Play, but I've been working on other projects.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, A, we're all busy. B, any video is better than no video, so we definitely accept that. It happens to the best of it. But I will say, you already, okay, I'm not a music guy. I haven't been a music guy for a while. I'm a podcast guy. I overdose on podcasts. But what you just said is my main gripe about every other music thing I've ever listened to is I put in a name or a band or a album, and immediately it starts playing something to me that's too different you know, just you know, what the hell, you know, I put in Black Sabbath and it starts playing Cyndi Lauper.
I do have to give full disclosure, because I'm using SoundCloud, just by way of API and Android restrictions, YouTube won't play background audio. So YouTube would really solve your problem, but the problem is when you go to multitask on your Android device, I have to switch it over to SoundCloud. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with SoundCloud, but while they are cutting deals with the labels, I think they have a deal with Warner Music, a lot of the stuff on SoundCloud might disappoint. Because my algorithm will try and find the right song, so if you were using YouTube, it's just a tap of a button, then you get a nice hit. But sometimes I do admit, depending on the genre or the artist you put in, it's a bit of a roll of the dice with SoundCloud, so I don't want to mislead anybody that it's basically, I'm a poor man who can't afford the $20 million up front that Spotify can pay the labels, so this was my only way to prove out a concept.
That's cool. I was listening to some dubstep, I think, on there, and it was giving me, it found for me a bunch of other mixes of the same song similar to it. But it was, you know, hey, Dor, who's the artist who made that great album, Undercover Lovers?
I believe it's the you're talking about that horrible one that wouldn't stop showing on my phone.
Yeah.
It was some.
I was just gonna test Carrie's.
It was. I think that was the name of the band. It was some Canadian pop band from the like early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Why would you ask that? I just forgot about that.
Yeah, sorry. I just remembered it.
Oh. I'm a little too old for the whole dubstep revolution, although I'm aware of it from my days on Reddit.
Yeah, I can't stick to a genre for very long. I'm always checking stuff out.
Thanks, Eric. If I can ask you, Carrie, how long, well, A, is this the first app you created? Do you create other apps? And if so, can I ask, how long have you been doing this?
Sure. I guess my background is my original startup 20 years ago or so was a mail order comic book business, and I didn't know anything about programming. And I hired a friend of mine from college who just didn't want to work too much, so I taught myself to program. And then 6 years later, I went bankrupt when the comic industry had a little meltdown. So I became a consultant, and then about 6 years ago, I created a startup for something completely unrelated to music. But it was sort of like a Dropbox, and I realized when uploading MP3s and such, it might be a good idea to put a player in, and I built a Silverlight player for that. Mm. And one thing led to another. So the long on the skinny is, I was an accidental Android developer. I ran an Indiegogo campaign for a site I created called FM Gem that had mixed success. And we pulled up about $8,000 so to make mobile apps. So I built Radio Dial because, as I mentioned with YouTube, I realized I should have figured it out ahead of time, but I wasn't a big mobile guy. And when I learned that when you minimize YouTube, the sound dies, that created a major logistical problem, and that's when I came up with the idea, instead of building a playlist app, to try and build a Pandora-like app and use SoundCloud as the main driver. So I don't, unless somehow, right now I've got almost nobody knows about Radio Dial. So what I'm trying to do is I'm going to look for a venture capital, which I've never tried, and I've been trying to get in touch with the CEO of SoundCloud, but that's seemingly impossible because I feel that having a Pandora-like radio app powered by SoundCloud might be good for them too.
Right.
But I don't know if I'll ever be so lucky as to do any more Android programming. I'm a C#.NET corporate developer by, I guess, the majority of my programming experience.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, then Visual Studio 2015 is going to have built-in capability to compile C# code into Android applications.
Are you serious?
Very. I wouldn't lie to you.
Of course not. Okay. I was actually about to go look at, I just built a responsive website. I'm putting my little LLC startup to sleep for a little while I go back to corporate consulting. But I'm looking at App Builder, and I want to see. They have something called Script. It's in beta, but it's through a company called Telerik, and the App Builder supposedly promises using JavaScript you could build native apps with one code base for both iPhone, Windows, and Android. I'm a little skeptical because I've been burned before by big promises from big companies.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that promise that, like
Xamarin.
Yeah, Xamarin. And what I believe, what I'm led to believe is from talking to people is, while technically yes they can, you lose a certain amount of functionality.
I believe it. Yeah.
Native functionality from all the platforms by being able to program from one code base, but it depends on the functionality that you need, whether or not it can be your all-in-one solution.
Well, I have to admit, I mean, I sort of jumped into the fire, building Radio Dial because there are, I guess, a lot of challenges to putting in two types of players, the YouTube player using their API and the native Android media player, and not having any Java background. It was a bit challenging. So I guess if I had built a normal app the first time out for Android, I might have not flinch every time I think about doing more Android development. I just wish it had been a little easier. It took me almost a year to finish up Radio Dial.
Gotcha. Well, I will say it doesn't have great download numbers, but it actually has good reviews considering the number of downloads.
We had a serious PR problem when we got all those downloads. I was having a lot of success with guerrilla marketing on Reddit, and one day I made the mistake of making a post when I was going into beta with Radio Dial saying I've worked 12,000 hours on my startup and we have Radio Dial and FM Gem, and then that really didn't go over well. People didn't believe I worked so many hours. I'm sort of a workaholic. For the last 6 years I really haven't left my apartment. So we got a witch hunt, and people started saying I was phishing for emails. I made the mistake. I did a lot more work on Radio Dial, but I made the mistake of using an iframe to leverage my website's social login. So because people couldn't see the SSL URL, they thought, well, some people led them to believe I wanted to steal their emails and get rich that way. Mm-hmm. And what that meant was there was a little movement to ban Radio Dial on Reddit, and I got a lot of one-star reviews. So I was able to make my rebuttal and survive that, but it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. That was about a year ago, but I survived, and it's all but forgotten. But hopefully my ratings would have been higher.
Yeah, we brought this to the show about a year ago, I think. Hopefully we didn't bring the bad guys with us.
No, that was all my fault for not understanding the Reddit etiquette, so to speak, or psychology.
That's a great story. I would never have thought that something like that could have a bad guy.
If you look through the one stars, I'm accused of everything from running Auschwitz to God knows what else.
Well, I will say, I think you said it right, the Reddit psychology kind of thing, because you might as well be on 4chan when it comes to certain Reddits, just because there's a lot of personality, I'll say, that is very opinionated in certain subreddits, and it's really hard to get past those people sometimes.
It was almost impossible, but I was lucky. The next day I wrote a long rebuttal, and it instantly hit the front page of Reddit. And that actually brought in more people. So for 2 days I was on the front page of Reddit without any sleep, trying to deal with it. And I guess I'm not, coming from Brooklyn, I'm not by nature suited to PR. You know what I mean? Like, I'm vaping, by the way. I'm just putting that out there while we have this podcast. So,
right.
it was an interesting experience. I mean, at the time I was a little miffed, But in hindsight, it's all good, I suppose. Yeah, the big problem is just, it's really, like, I can't make money off this app right now due to SoundCloud's terms of service. You cannot use their API to make a music service if you want to do it commercially. You could do it non-commercially, which I'm doing. It's a free app. So if I can't get in touch with the SoundCloud guy, it's just this free radio app that I built on my dime mostly and a bit of Indiegogo money. And even if one person really likes it, that makes me happy.
Right. Well, I definitely encourage you to keep trying, because I definitely think you're on to something here, something that I think a lot of other streaming music people, I don't want to say ignore, but it seems like they all believe, like, well, if we do things like Pandora, that's acceptable, that's fine, that's what people expect. I honestly think you're trying to take it at least a little bit deeper, a little bit further. So I would ask you to not give up.
I'm not. I'm just trying to, well, one, there's the economic expediency of me going back to consulting probably next week in the corporate cubicle world, which I tried to avoid ever so desperately, because I hate cubicles.
We know people like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've had any experience dwelling in the cubicle, but it leaves a little something to be desired on the humanity front. However, I'm not going to give up. Multitask123.com is my partner and I's LLC. He's a lawyer. He just kind of helps me as a counselor, friend, sounding board, tester. We have like four apps. I've tried everything, but it seems marketing, I can't get any SEO love from Google, even though I've read every single technique short of doing something, you know, black hat, but every legitimate technique. But it seems like it's a catch-22. If you have a lot of traffic, you get a lot of love. Yeah. But without the traffic, you can't get the love. So how do you get over that hump? And I guess that's the $64,000 question in my mind.
Right. Well, I'll say we have you on your show. I'm not going to say you're going to be an overnight success kind of thing, but I think, to be honest, this is the kind of grassroots thing that can definitely help. And if the people who download this app, who listen to this show, like what they hear, I highly encourage you send an email at SoundCloud. Try to go, I'm guessing, contact at SoundCloud and mention this app.
I just sent a couple myself, but they're not very good at responding at SoundCloud. They're an interesting company, really. I don't know how much you know about SoundCloud, but they got a tremendous amount of venture capital, and they do have a deal with Warner, but right now it seems they're having trouble generating another round of financing because they're in a bit of a catch-22, where they don't have deals in place with the other big labels like Sony and Universal, and investors are a little skittish without those deals in place. But they have something like a quarter billion monthly uniques, I believe.
Wow.
They're really big. They're really big.
We've brought SoundCloud to the show a few times, and that's a lot of, that's a place where if you're just starting out, that's where a lot of people get their start, is they upload something they made to SoundCloud and it gets popular, hopefully. Is that kind of right? And then
that's absolutely right. That was their entree into the music industry, that serious musicians could upload their stuff sort of like YouTube and have a platform to drive listeners.
It's kind of, if anybody who hasn't been to SoundCloud, it also gives you the options to comment on a certain part of the track that you're listening to. And it's just kind of a weird interface where you see like a waveform of the entire song and little comments as it goes through. It's different.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool the first time I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a certain amount of genius to it, because if there's a break in a song or a drum in a song that you like, you can comment on it, and people know you're commenting about that time right there. But it also remarkably lends itself to the idea of podcasting, because it can allow people during a show that's posted post a comment at a time context. can't even say the right word.
Temporal context.
Yes, sensitive part of the file. So you can see this comment goes with this part of this audio. So I do think they're definitely onto something. I think it's one of those things they might be afraid of growing out of control, so they might be trying to slow their pace, keep it control maybe. But I will say, I don't see them going away. I don't see them getting smaller.
Warner has a 5% stake at this point. That was part of the deal. And they're looking to do a subscription model. That's why I thought, I'm not a greedy guy. I just don't like to write an app that kind of languishes in the shadows. And I thought from a strategic perspective, I mean, especially with their deep pockets, relatively speaking, I'm just one developer. And I'm not an Android expert by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sort of a jack of all trades. But I could only imagine with the right resources, you know, like I'm sure Pandora must have a little army of programmers working on Pandora.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, maybe you could try to, I don't know, I'm thinking now, maybe contacting maybe an artist who's popular on Pandora and see if they can like the idea of the app and support it.
Yes, what I'm hoping to do is write a business plan and take a little walk down Silicon Alley, because I haven't I'm getting the feeling that the concept of the gatekeeper in the .com world is not a myth.
Right.
So I'd like to meet some of these mysterious gatekeepers.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question. Did you do the design of app?
No, it's a woman named Donna. We found her through one of the online outsourcing sites because we were on a shoestring budget. Diana Hernandez, I apologize, I'll plug her, because she's in Venezuela, I believe.
Wow.
But she did all our art at a very, very reasonable price, and she was really very nice to work with. I wish I could have used her more.
Yeah, one thing that really strikes me about using the app is that orange glow or red glow in the background is such a nice touch. It just
that was me. Cool. I take full responsibility for that glow. Huh. And I lost it when Lollipop came out. Is that the most recent one? Yeah, Lollipop. Yeah. There was a they broke it. So I had to read a whole bunch of articles how to get it to work with Lollipop because it got really ugly and washed out in version 5.
Huh.
But thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't really need Donna. That's the part I liked. Just kidding. It adds something though. I like the look of it. Let you know that there's still something.
I also got burned on Reddit. They really seem to hate that. They hate, what is it called, gradients? I like gradients, but I was told I was so 1995 or 19. They're always dating me, which I like to do myself without any help from anyone.
Huh. That's funny.
But I like it too, so that makes two of us at least.
That's two of us. Two of us old folks who like gradients, I guess.
Well, I would say don't let anyone influence you. I think you're on the right path. I think you have the right idea. And honestly, the style is perfectly fine for a radio application.
Thank you, Steve. That means a lot to me.
I really do hope nothing but the best for you. I really hope when you go back to a cubicle, it's not for long. I would like to see what other kinds of things you can do and see how far that you could take this.
Your FM player and Radio Dial, are those the only two Android apps that you had your hand in?
No. FM Gem is just a website, but I got blocked by Warner Music and Universal. So when it started to get popular a little bit, I had about 65,000 people register in a few days. Warner instantly kind of kneecapped me.
Huh.
There's a whole thing with YouTube's API. I use their official player and it shows ads and all the money goes to YouTube, which theoretically should go to the labels. So I thought it would be a good idea, safe idea to use it, but they don't like it. So I was going to move FM Gem. My goal was to move everything under the Radio Dial brand and have FM Gem as like a playlist app. I wanted to redo the front end, do it like Material Design. But hopefully we'll just have to see what the universe holds in store for it. It was sort of like Grooveshark FM, Jim. I mean, it's up there. It works.
Yeah, I just heard that they're the was the owner of
Grooveshark? Yeah, he died unfortunately. Yeah. One of the co-founders was found dead.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Grooveshark on the show for a long time. I was one of the original paid subscribers to them. They sent me a set of earrings made out of guitar made out of old vinyl records in the shape of guitar picks. That's something kind of neat. Kind of neat. Cool. They did.
They really, you know, in a different world, they could have been YouTube Grooveshark. It just didn't pan out that way for them. But I have to admit, I thought they were a million times better than Spotify or Pandora. If you're a music lover.
Yeah.
The experience. I mean, I built FM Gem almost in homage to them. I built it's all drag and drop because they're the only ones who had that queue. And I said that's the way to do a music service. Mm-hmm. Run a search and drag what you want in the queue, save your playlist, and what could be better. And rearrange it, etc.
The company people there were always so cool. You know, the way they talked to you, and they were really responsive. That was nice too.
I think the labels are really a force to be reckoned with.
So seems like it's been like that since the beginning, you know, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you use an iPhone or an Android? Or
what? I have both. I have like 6 devices. I have an iPhone, 2 iPads. I have the iPad mini, the regular iPad. I have a Kindle, the Amazon Android tablet. I have a Samsung some Galaxy tablet, and then a big Samsung Galaxy phone, I think. So I only use my Apple phone as a real phone, though.
When you're not doing work on your app here, what do you do with all those devices? Is it all work?
Well, it was for my latest site that I am going to finish. This one, it's called TaskSmarter.com. It's like a personal task management, to-do list, responsive web app. So I use all the tablets to make sure it lays out right. I built it using something called Kendo Mobile. So it's a mobile paradigm, even for desktop. One code base works the same on desktop and phones and tablets. And, you know, lets you send yourself reminders. I built it in the Amazon cloud. I really didn't know anything about, I missed the mobile revolution, because I spent so much time on desktop, and I type fast. I know how to use ASDF, all that stuff. So I didn't really get mobile. And now that I'm out and about, I get mobile. I just wish they had holograms, you know, so you don't have the little screen.
And now coming soon.
I wear reading glasses, so it's even worse.
Yeah. You just need to strap a phone to your face with like a Google Cardboard or something, or Oculus Rift or something, and just live in it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess why I did all this stuff is, even I may not be able to do it myself, but the promise of technology these days, everything from, you know, driverless cars to going to Mars and everything else in between, it's really amazing. You know, if you grew up in like Star Trek and all that stuff, to see it sort of coming to fruition now, it's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And in 1992, I was watching cable with a good friend of mine from college, and that's when they first started having, like, right before you could just start a movie and pay for it on cable. It's like, goddamn, why? We should be able to watch any movie we want, any goddamn time. This is bullshit. And then, you know, 10 years later, Netflix was out, and they started doing their streaming, I guess 10 years, maybe even longer. So I, you know, seeing this stuff is, you can't help but want to join in the fun.
I remember walking through Sears one day telling my wife, you know, one of these days you can be able to watch TV on a computer screen. She's like, shut up. Okay. Carrie, well, it's great to have you on, man. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners before we finish it off?
No, just that the guys who run this podcast are awesome.
All right, yeah.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
Well, smart
thank you.
Guy.
I really appreciate it. Steve, Eric, you're very nice to me, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. Sorry we had a little confusion getting you on earlier. Thanks for sticking around.
No, that was my pleasure. Okay, I'm going to sign off, guys.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Thanks.
All right, thanks so much again.
Okay, I want to thank Eric for coming out. I want to thank Carrie again for coming out. Do not forget Radio Dial, RadioDiLe, SoundCloud powered. Go download the app, check it out. If you like it a lot, contact@soundcloud.com. Email them, tell them to contact this guy to work something out. And with that, I want to thank everyone, and we will see everyone on the next show.